Menachem Mili, we've established the reason for the language of the Mishnah as far as using the word psula versus the Lashon in Erevin, the Yemayit. We mentioned that that has to do with the fact that the psul here is a psul d'oraisa. We had the various explanations why that answers the question. Rashi's pshat, Tosus pshat, we discussed it. Nuances of that. Now the Gemara gets into the Makar itself. What is that Din d'oraisa that requires the Sukkah not to be Gevolah Mal Me'esrim? And we're going to see in the Gemara three approaches as to why there's a Din of Psula by Sukkah Gevolah Mal Me'esrim. Says the Gemara, Minohani Mili. Amar Rabba. Rabba comes with the first of the three approaches. Zakt Rabba, the Amakra. Says in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, L'man Yedu Dorosechem, so it's discussing the mitzvah of sukkah, and it mentions that the mitzvah of sukkah is intended that the doros, pashup shat, as Rashi will mention, has to do with the inyan of the nes of anani kavod. That's one of the opinions of Tanoim, that sukkos is sukkos of anani kavod. And the generations that know, that come afterwards, should know this nes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moshev us in Anani Kavod, that we had Anani Kavod in the time that we were in the Midbar. But Rabbah takes this pasuk and creates a drush out of it. What does Rabbah say? Ad esrim ama, adam yodea shehudar besukkah. Up into the height of 20 amos, a person knows that they're in a sukkah. If it's higher than esrim ama, in adam yodea shedar besukkah. Person is not aware that they are living in a sukkah. They don't notice a schach, and that's the ikar note. The ikar shema sukkah is a schach. We'll see in Rashi. Mishum de loshalta ba'ena, because that high, a person's eye doesn't reach that high. It's beyond normal span of the vision. So exactly, what did Rabbi do? He took this pasuk to create a new spin on the pasuk. This is not the pshuto shel mikra, obviously. It's a drasha. How does Rashi explain this? L'man yedu, says Rashi, asei sukkah sheishivasa nikeres l'cha. You are to construct a sukkah that the sukkah is such that your dwelling in the sukkah is something that you are aware of, that it's nikar to you. Dichsiv yedu. Yedu doroseichem means that those who are dwelling in the sukkah, says doroseichem, one of the Rishonim even says, Rashi doesn't actually say quite this way, but maybe Rashi alludes to it, doroseichem is milashon those who are dar in the sukkah, those who live in the sukkah, maybe. Avdafka, but maybe. But the point being not the Klal Yisrael or the generations of Klal Yisrael later, who have the mitzvah, but rather those who are dwelling in the sukkah. Yedu, they should know, they should have a heker. What should the heker be? Ki basukos soshavti. So Rashi here goes further in Rabbi's Rasha. How do you now read the ki basukos soshavti? Tzivi sileshe. In other words, the doroseche, meaning those who are dwelling in the sukkah, they have to have a heker, they have to have some way to recognize, to be aware that hoshavti, that I have commanded. I have commanded that they are in a sukkah that is a fulfillment of Hashem's mitzvah. That's how Rabbi darshens the pasuk. So what are we doing in the pasuk? We're number one, we're teaching it not that it's just talking about the notion of the generations, that they should know that their forefathers were given this great nes, this great gift of an anikavo. No, we're talking about the people who are yoshev in the sukkah. That's one point. That's the yedu. They should have a heker that they're in the sukkah and they're a yoshev in a mitzvah sukkah. That's a sukkah's mitzvah. And what else? Kiba sukkah so shafti. That the way the pasuk reads according to the drasha is that they should be aware that Hashem has commanded that they're in a sukkah's mitzvah. Rashi continues. The afa gav de en yotze midei pshuto. Obviously, the pasuk has to be also understood on a simple level, that's certainly correct. Which means what? The hekef anani kavod. Meaning, according to this, what is the way the pasuk reads? That the doros of the generations later should know That what? That basuko so shavti if bnei Yisrael, like it says, botzio samaretz mitzrayim, that their forefathers experienced the miracle of ananikavu. That's the pshuto sil mikra. True. Miudashina le'il drash. But we have this new layer of drash in the pasuk. Why do we feel the need to darshan it? Perhaps because otherwise the pasuk seems a little bit, maybe long-winded, maybe a little bit superfluous. What does the pasuk have to speak in such a way? L'man yedu d'raseichem, in order the generations should know that the neis. Although there is an interesting bach in Hilchos Sukkah in the beginning that says the Mishnah Berurah quotes the galacha that when a person sits in the sukkah, they should have a special kavan. They know about the miracle zecher to the neis of an anikavod. He brings it for three different examples. That's why we find, for example, by tzitzis. L'man tizkru, a system is called mitzvosai. The Torah mentions l'man tizkru, a connection to the mitzvah. And a second mitzvah is by tefillin, l'man tia Torah seshem beficha. And that's why we find dafka by those two mitzvahs in the Shulchan Aruch, a sif that mentions yechavein, yishid mechavein, what it represents. And there's a nusach in the siddur that talks about it before putting on a talis and before putting on tefillin, all these inyanim, because the pasuk emphasizes that a person doing the mitzvah should be aware. And says the Bach, so it is over here, because the Pasuk says, Man Yidur Seichem. So that's within the Pshutu Shel Mikra. There's an interesting halacha that the Bach learns out. In Stam, it's not Likuva, but it's certainly an inyan that person should know, that when they're in the Sukkah, they should remind themselves and remember the inyan of the Neis. Good, that's within the Pshutu Shel Mikra and halacha that we can glean. But now Rabbah comes with a new layer, a drasha, because again, the Pasuk sounds like, what is it coming to add exactly? And so the answer is, there's a new halacha, that Yedu Doroseichem, meaning the Yoshvim in the Sukkah, again, maybe the Lashon Doroseichem could allude to those who are Dar in the Sukkah, as we noted, Sefer Michta, maybe one of the Rishonim says this. But the point being that those who are Yoshvim in the Sukkah should know that what? Basukos Hoshavti, that I have commanded. That commanded. Why couldn't we still work with the Hoshavti Kipshuto and still learn the Drasha? Why couldn't we? Why we have to now also, you know, reimagine the meaning of Hoshavti. Let's say Hoshavti means the Neis of an Anikavod, but the point is that the person who's in the Sukkah, the Dar in the Sukkah, should have a Heker of the Neis of an Anikavod. Why does Rashi need to also change the Hoshavti to mean that Tzivei Leishev? What can we still work with Hoshavti like the Pshut of Shemikra, but just simply put in the Drasha of that the Doros, who, meaning the people living in the sukkah, who are in the sukkah, should know about the neis, meaning that they have to recognize the schach. That's not so clear. I think Maram discusses this. Maybe the answer will be, that's not a heker in the neis. You see the schach, you remember the neis, but that's not a heker. Yedu means a heker. According to the drasha of Rabbah, yedu means it's recognized. What do you have to recognize? So we're saying you have to recognize that you're doing the mitzvah of sukkah, means you recognize the schach. That's the heker, that Hashem commanded you to be in a sukkah. If you don't see the schach, you don't know that you're doing the mitzvah of sukkah. But the neis, good, it's a zecher to the neis, but that's not quite a heker in the neis. It could be, you have to know how to tweak this, but l'maisa, this is how the drasha lays out according to Rabbi, as Rashi explains it. Yedu, d'raseichem, the Yoshvi sukkah should know that they are doing the mitzvah of sukkah, that they're in a sukkah's mitzvah, kibbutz sukkah's hoshavti. And why is this there for only until 20 amos? Because beyond that, lo shalta be'ena, says Rashi, she'ena roes haschach. Because once it's beyond that distance, the schach is that high, you don't see it. Nu, v'sukkah ein schach kishma. What does Rashi mean to add here? V'sukkah ein schach kishma, because what does a person realize? Even if the schach he doesn't see, but what do they certainly see? Okay. What do we call that in the Mishnah's terms? The Tfanos. They see the Tfanos. No, so what's wrong? So you know you're doing a mitzvah sukkah because you know the Tfanos, that you see. So why do you have to see the schach in order to call it that you know that your Hashem commanded about sukkah? The answer is that because the essence of the mitzvah of sukkah means schach kishma. That's what Rashi comes to add here. Since the definition of the mitzvah of sukkah is Hashem aschach, good, you need Tfanos. But the ikar inyan of sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, is defined by the schach. So in order that you should be aware that Hashem commanded the mitzvah of sukkah, what do you have to be aware of? You have to be aware of the schach. And therefore, beyond chaf, where you don't naturally look that high to see the schach, so you have not been yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. This is the drush. Now, let's take it a step further, try to understand and define this halacha. This is the reason why the sukkah is pasul. Is this halacha of Rabba a din in yeshiva sukkah, in the mitzvah, in the kiyum mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, or is it a halacha in the definition of the sukkah? You could say, this is halacha. A person cannot be yotze the mitzvah. It's li'ikuvah, right? For sure, it's li'ikuvah. You're not yotze. What is the halacha of Rabba? Is halacha in the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? That if a person is not aware that they are dar the sukkah, they can't see the schach, so they're not yotze the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Or are we talking about halacha in the chetz of the sukkah itself? Yes? Lashon Rashi, very good. So the Lashon of Rashi clearly is that way. Rashi starts off by saying, "Asei sukkah sheshivasa nikeres lach." In other words, we are defining here the chetz of the sukkah. You have only a sukkah that has in it that the yoshev sukkah would be makir that they are in, that they are doing a mitzvah of sukkah because they can see the schach. That's a sukkah that qualifies as a kosher sukkah. Rashi is clearly meduyik, but I think in Svar we can even prove it, because let's imagine for a second that it's just the halacha of yeshiva. So chayra, what would you say? Not everybody is the same height. If you have a very tall person, so his shalta be'ena would exceed 20 amos from the ground. So what, for such a person, they would still be yotze, because they have the heker, because they can still see. The schach is more than 20, but since they're very tall, so for them, then when their head looks up, right, they're still, you know, they're close to what? Obviously not. Or let's take another example. Somebody's in the sukkah and their eyes are closed. Right? So they don't see anything. What? So there's no mitzvah yeshiva sukkah because they're not noticing anything. Obviously you can't say something like that. Elamite, what does it seem to show? That this halacha of Rabba is not halacha in the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. It's halacha in the sukkah that's kosher as a sukkah. And again, like you point out in Lashon Rashi, I say sukkah sheshivasa nikeres. So this is all definition of the type of sukkah that's required for the mitzvah. A sukkah that the yoshev sukkah would be able to recognize, and since b'derach kal, the average person, here that why you'll make exceptions for a person who's a, you know, who a giant or whatever, if an average person would not be sholet ayin l'malo michaf, so that's a sukkah that the Torah would disqualify. That's the way you have to magdir this halacha of Rabba. This is what the Tanakhama holds, right? What does the Mishnah have as a cholek on this din? Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So let's think about why Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's okay? And it says in the Brayis on the base, even 40 to 50 amma. And Tosa says even more than that. So what would be the simple, from our Gemara, what would be the simple way to say Pshan Rabbi Yehuda? What would you suggest?
Either it doesn't affect the chas of the sukkah.
Say the most simple way that you could think of.
He says that people look up higher than 20.
Is that the simple Pshan Rabbi Yehuda? What would be the simple Pshan?
Oh, Hoshavti doesn't mean Svistiyash.
Because Rashi himself says, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is clear. Hoshavti, what does Yidu Darasecha mean? The Pshuto Shel Mikra is that the generations after the Yotzei Mitzrayim will be aware of the fact that their ancestors, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, experienced the nes of an unicovered. In fact, on Amid Beis, again, those who are Bikis know what I'm referring to, on Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses why the various Amorayim didn't agree with the other explanation given by their contemporaries, right? So why didn't Rav Zeira and why didn't Rava give the reason of Rava? What is the Gemara say? Because Yediyah Doros who dechsev, and when I'm a base, they look at this pasuk and they say, that's not a drasha that you're telling me to mean that the Yoshev HaSukkah has to be aware he's in the Sukkah Shel Mitzvah. It's Yediyah Doros, and Rashi explains it. It means, look at Rashi and I'm a base. Ahu said, top line in Rashi, right? It says top line in the Gemara too. Ku karabah lo amri, ahu Yediyah Dorosi. Says Rashi, ahu rabbi Yediyah di Yeshiva Sukkah ka'amah. The pasuk is not referring to the idea of the yeshiva sukkah, the idea that's associated with the yeshiva sukkah. Ela b'yedias doras habayin, the idea of the generations that come later, meaning what should they know? Hekif sukkah sanei kovet hanasel avos. That's the pshutus of Mikra Rashi roots to Lamed Aleph. That the Doros later will know that their ancestors experienced Anani Kavod. So that is, in fact, why the Anam Arayim don't accept Rabba's pshat. No, so perhaps we'll suggest that if one know why did Rabba, according to Rabba, why did Rabbi Yehuda disagree? So one could perhaps say Rabbi Yehuda disagrees because he doesn't accept such a drasha to start with, because he learns pshat yedu d'rasechan that yedi l'doros. That would be in terms of our reading of our Gemara. Yitzchak?
Why is Rabba bad in the Pasuk at all? I thought it was a halacha.
Where do you say halacha mishmisinai? Where did you see those words, halacha mishmisinai? You mean Rashi, where? Rashi here, Rashi in Erev? Nem Rashi ura mishmisinai. So the fact that it's a drasha means it's not Nem Rashi ura mishmisinai. Rashi didn't say that there's no drasha. Rashi says Nem Rashi ura mishmisinai. Correct, but Lamaisa, the drasha could also be a source for it. But if you learn out something from a drasha, it's also Doraisa, it's also Nemeshu Misina. If Rashi would say Halacha Moshe Misina, that would perhaps be mashma, but that there's no mucker in a pasuk. This is a larger discussion, but there's also the Rambam Pirsha Mishnai says a longer richas about sometimes you have drashas where the real mucker is a Masorah Misinai, but the drush is just a way to bring it out, like Esrog. The Gemara has drushes later in Sukkah. How do we know that Priyat Hadar is an Esrog? The Gemara has all these Hadar B'Yilanu, Shana Shana, different drushes. But the Ram says, of course, Kaisa always saw what we're taking. Hashem told Moshe, this is Priyat Hadar. So you have to have the relationship between the drush and the Masorah. Okay, you have to know here if it's exactly like that or it's not exactly the same type of thing. But either way, it's Nemeshu Misinai, but you still have to find a Makar. And if the Makar is just a Halacha Moshe Misinai, fine, but here there are other codes. So again, one could say that Rabbi Yehuda's basis for this agreement is simply the fact that he doesn't accept the Drasha because it doesn't sound like that's what the Pasuk is saying. Yitzchak.
Can you say that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Stam Sukkah is the funnest of heels to stop?
But you have to know, once you bring it up, let's just mention this point, okay? The Gemara points out on the days, just keep this aware, make away, let's be aware of this. The Gemara points out that according to Rabbah, who come at a big nafkamina lehalacha, that the whole machlokas, in this case, whether you have a problematic sukkah or not, is only when the tfanos are not magilus l'schach. The tfanos don't reach all the way to the schach. And that's where we have a machokas, whether it's a problem or not. The Tanakhama says it's no good because it will show to be'ena. However, if the tfanas are magilas l'schach, so then a person, since the tfanas go all the way up, so derech that tfanas, a person would notice the schach even l'malo michav. And therefore, the entire Mishnah's din would only be limited to a case of tfanas in magilas l'schach. If it's not magilas l'schach, then what does the person think? They think they're in an open area. They don't, the Me'iri listens to it, the Me'iri is Russian. That the person feels it. Maybe they're in open air. They don't notice the schach. They don't notice the schach naturally. But if it magiyos the schach, that would be different. They're already, it would be kosher, even for the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda. But what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita?
So Rabbi's holding that like a stam sukkah would be something that's not
the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is discussing.
Holds that, it's different.
But how does that answer the question? But I understand, but Lamaisa, in a case where it's not Magilas L'schach, what's the din according to Rabbi Yehuda?
So that's not what's what the din? Talking about.
No, they're talking about the same case. Yehuda's Machshir, in the case of Tanakam and Pasul, Yehuda's Machshir. In the case of Magilas L'schach, Tanakam is Moda. There's no Machokas, but where is your Machokas? It's not Magilas L'schach, so you still have to tell me Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Just about your point, you look in the Me'iri, he says, "Inyan tamze who should tzarach l'daita shetehe asuka suya beinyan sheyada matzui liskar lahargish." A person would be noticing shetachas aschachu omed, v'hu sover shestam suka ein fanas magis uschach, because you don't need the fanas to go all the way up. You could have just mechitzas asara, and then the Iri adds something which we'll have to re-examine. He says, when you have machitzas asara and it doesn't go beyond, so how does it work exactly? The schach is all the way higher, and then you have the machitzah up to asara. So it's something to keep in mind. We're going to get to Gemara's later about this. U'machshir knows from the din mitam good asik. Gedatzik is a principle that you can bring it up. Imagine that it would be schlepped up further. So you have to know, do you have to come on to Gedatzik? Perfect. Says to me, no, it's because you have to imagine that the mechitzas go all the way to the schach. But you don't have to actually have it there because the halacha of Gedatzik brings it up. The imkain, adesrim amma, the margish, b'schach shel mala himenu. Because even though there's a lot of space between the tfanas and the schach, and that therefore it might mean for him much also avri how yirao yiligrom lo sheyishkach inyan haschach. So maybe the fact that there's such airspace, such a gap, might lead the person to forget that there's any schach there, and it, he would imagine sheyir inyan dome lo ki ilu omei bechatzish orav. Maybe it's just in an open courtyard which is, has a lot of light coming in. Mikomakom, and we'll see soon how he continues. But lemaisa, person will notice. Person will notice. But to the extent that it's higher than 20 amos, then what will be the situation? The person imagines that, who knows, where am I? I'm in an open courtyard with a lot of, you know, totally open. He doesn't know there's a roof. So what is a Yehuda holds? Again, we could say Yehuda holds that there's no such threshold. However,
as I said, maybe based on what was given among the ritual, where Yehuda holds that the psul has to be mamish in the stach itself.
That you're thinking about is the Ritva on the next night.
No, but maybe you could apply that here. The same way that he held by the tzeil, that is, even though right now there's no tzeil induced, even the psul isn't in the schach itself, and you can technically lower the schach and then it'll produce tzeil, the same way here, you can technically lower the schach and then people will be able to see it.
Stretch. It's a little stretch than what the Ritva says. There's a halacha that the sukkah has to be constructed in such a way that Tehei Shivas Nikeres. So that's a hypothetical Tehei Shivas Nikeres, or a real Tehei Shivas Nikeres. Maisa right now is not Yeshivas Nikeres. Like, hypothetically, if the schach was lower, then it would be different. I'd say, we'll see by Zera, I can hear better. But that's Hashem's Kanaim, and then Rabbi Yehuda will see, we'll connect the two. What do we have in the Gemara Erevin, Rabbi Yosef? I mean, forget leaving the Rishonim out. Okay, Gemara and Erevin. There's one mahalach in the Gemara Erevin that seems to explain Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Very interesting. In the middle of the sugya, Dav Gimel, you have the sheets, they will maybe give out. Dav Gimel, Amid Aleph, and Erevin. So it's middle, I gave it to you on the sheets. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So he wants to say pshat in the Mishnah. When we say a korah, that's l'mal mechaf, is pasul, and Rav Yehuda says ein tzarich. So the Gemara originally was discussing what was the basis of machlokes, and what we're thinking has to do with learning it out from Pisco Shohechal, which has a certain height. And then Rav Nachman Yitzchak suggests something different. He says, Kora Taimamai Mishum Hekera. Okay, what's the reason Rashi here also says this? What's the reason that you have to have a beam if you have a mavoi that's closed on three sides and one side opens to Rishis Arabim? So why do you have to put a Kora there? But the right so you can carry through this mavoi. The answer is because it could be mistaken for Rishis HaRabim, and we want a heker. People should realize that there's Rishis HaRabim here on the other side, and they shouldn't come to carry Rishis HaRabim. So you have to have a heker at the edge of the mavur. And the fact that it mentions Pisco Shel Hecho is Simana Be'am. But then the Gemara comments and says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hanicha Ilo Svirulei Hadarab. I understand to learn pshat in the Mishnah in Erevin. Again, that the Tanakhama says, if Lamala may esrim yamait, and Rav Yehuda says, no problem, ain't it tzarech. So you want to learn pshat that the problem has to do with heker. Look at Rashi. If you have an amount of hatik tani masnisin, one second. svirle hadarabba. The tamayu drabbanan besukkah nami mishum heker. If Rav Nava Yitzchak doesn't hold of Rabba's reason by us, then you could say Pshat and Erevin, like you just said, that the issue of Korah l'mal michav is a problem of heker. Ela isviru le'hadarab. But what if we hold of Rabba? The Amar Rabba, k'siv u'man yidur asechem, and now the Gemara quotes Rabba in our Gemara. Kivasukko so shavti, adasim amma adam yudeh shidah besukka, l'mal mesim amma in adam yudeh mishum shiloshalta be'ena. No, so what do we have in the machlokas in Sukkah that days? What's the machlokas revolving around? Alma gabi Sukkah nami behekera pligi. Comes out, we have the machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbanan by Sukkah. What's the machlokas? In the question of heker. And therefore the Gemara poses a question, if flugi betarti lamali. So what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara is linking Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, Lefi Rabba, to be what we just attributed to Rabbi Yehuda and Erevin. And the Gemara has a kasha then. What do you have to have the machlokas in both cases? You're repeating the same machlokas. So what do we have here in the Gemara Erevin? Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That the Tanakhama is a problem of heker. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't feel there's a problem of heker. But the only thing is, if we already have the machlokas playing out by Sukkah, we don't have to repeat it by Erevin. And the Gemara goes on to say it's Tzvichas. Well, I says, no, very good. Rav Nava Yitzchak could learn what he says, that the issue of Korah is Mishum Heker, and Rav Yehuda says, I have a Heker even L'mal Michaf. Sholta Be'ena. I, why repeat the Machokas twice? In Sukkah and Erevin? I'll tell you why. Says the Gemara, very interesting Gemara. Tzvicha. The Iyashbina Gabi Sukkah. But how come Rav Yehuda? Only by Sukkah Rav Yehuda is Machshir L'mal Michaf. Why? Kevan Dili Yeshiva Avida. Since Sukkah is meant to be settled in one place, you're going to sit in the Sukkah and eat, sleep, Shalta Ba'ena. So then, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be Shalta Ba'ena even higher than 20, because you're in one place. So then your eye catches a schach even above Chav. Ava Mavu Delihila Chavit, but by Mavu, where you're walking around, you're walking through it, Ema Mo Delihila Rabbana. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbana that what? That Lamal Mechav is possible. Why? Because you won't notice. So I wouldn't know that Rabbi Yehuda would hold the same thing by Mavui. The Yashmina Baha, if I only mention the case of Mavui, but I'll come to Rabbana. The Rabbana only passed by Korah L'mal Michaf. Why? Because you're walking, and if you're walking, then you won't notice the Korah above Chaf. Avo Bahach Emo Deli Rabbi Yehuda. Nura Bosai, what do we take from this Gemara? That Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that you do see it. And therefore, the Gemara has to spell out. But Lamaisa, there's a reason to machalek between Korah, where you're walking through the Mavui, and in Sukkah, where you're in one place. So maybe you might distinguish and say that where is there more reason to think that you would notice if you're sitting in one place. If you're walking, maybe you won't notice the Mamichav. So the machokis is spelled out in both places to tell me that they argue in both places. Rabbi Yehuda is even machshir, even by Mabu, which is lehila chavida, because he was even there to shalta be'ena, and the chachamim who pasul because lo shalta be'ena is even in a case of Sukkah, we're in one place. This is intriguing, right? So it comes out from this Gemara, Mefurish Gemara, that time of Rabbi Yehuda that's machshir is because he feels that there's no problem of lo shalta be'ena. He feels shalta be'ena. What a strange... What's strange?
Why would Rava want to make an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama about if you make a drush on a puzzle?
The truth of the matter is, you're onto something, because at the end of the day, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then is there any application to this drush then of Rava?
Yeah, always.
No, not even
let's think about this. Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir L'mal Michaf. Right? Why? So the Gemara says in Erevin, because you do notice. Right? But we have to fine tune this, but let's just take the words at face value. You notice, yeah? You notice the Malam Yichav anyway. You notice. And what if you get to 40 Amos? And we get to 50 Amos? And for 100 Amos? Really? Yeah, there won't be any point.
Yeah, I mean,
there won't be any point that you would think that Yehuda should agree that you won't notice. Elamai, what? The Braisa on base is 40-50. Tosin says, I feel a tuba, even more than that. So Lamai said, isn't it strange that Yehuda is Shelta Ba'ena? Meaning for him, you always notice everything?
No, you need to know they're there, but you need a Shelta Ba'ena, you need to actually see the sound.
If there's a pasuk that says that you have to know you're in a sukkah, so the Chum say at 20, really you don't notice that you're in a sukkah's mitzvah. Yehuda says you do. Okay, ain't that myself? I mean, Mamish, Yehuda would always say, why should that be? Okay, so Elamai say, yeah, that's the kachazah. Okay, so then where's the pasuk? So then what application do we have to the pasuk? So you're going to have to say, well, in the Chanami, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you always notice, so then the pasuk can't be telling me that. Before, we wanted to suggest that the stem doesn't dash in the pasuk because he says, Pshuto shel mikra, you deal with doros, finished, don't bring me any drushes. From the Gemara in Erevin, you're going to get there, but sort of indirectly. Because of you, the holds fundamentally, and we have to explain this machokas. So, but of you, the holds fundamentally that it is shota ba'ena, vein the mavui, vein the sukkah, even if it's a hiluch, but of you, the shota ba'ena, so therefore, he can't accept such a drush. Because there'd be no nafkamina. Because it's always Shota Ba'ena, but it's also odd. Why should it be? And what does it make? What makes it more strange is a machlokes and mitzias. You never like to do this. I'd rather say a person doesn't notice at a certain height. He says, ah, he does notice, and you know what? It could be 1,000 feet high, and I'll notice too. That's the machlokes, whether people notice things or not. What could be the pshat? No?
I wanted to say that I feel like the higher it is, the more likely you are to look up. Like if you go into a really tall building, like you go to the Empire State Building, you're gonna look up.
So the point is, up to a certain height, you're naturally shelter b'ayin. That's also hard to know with the machokis. But then once you get beyond that, it becomes easier.
And then
once you get a certain point, then it becomes easier.
I understand if you don't have defanos, then you look around you and you think that you're in a chatzer. Right.
So where do the Rabban disagree, and what's the point of the machokas? Exactly.
Mitzias.
It's odd. So you're back to the point of Mitzias. Machokas and Mitzias. See, if we didn't have more Erevin, okay, machokas, whether we make such a drasha, I have no problem with that. The other Amoraim don't accept Rabba because they don't accept the drasha. That would be very nice. But a Mefurish Gemara and Erevin that we just read, that the Gemara learns Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, that it's because he owes shelter ba'ena, the Gemara makes a tzricha, so that he has to argue both by mavui and by sukkah, because you couldn't distinguish. It could be the chum would agree by sukkah, could be agree by mavui, the machokis is by both. What kind of a machokis is this? What kind of machokis is this? Yes?
The Rabbanan are saying the person will naturally look up as you walk, he's not thinking, but look up in the sky. The Rabbanan may be saying, okay, well, if we tell everyone, have a din, say, when you go in, you have to see the stuff at some point, and people look up and go out of their way.
So what? So that's what Yud says, and by Mavui? Don't forget, it's the same machokas, by Mavui and Sukkah, the Gemara says. And you think they can distinguish, because Mavui, you're walking, so maybe there you're less likely to notice. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yehuda even says over there, you can't say something that's going to help by Sukkah, not by Mavui. You have to say something that's going to work across the board. So Elamai Metzias, machokas and Metzias, hard to say. Isaac and
I don't know, maybe it's like this far, maybe a little bit of a proof to what we were saying before, is just Rashi in Erevin says, Mavoy de lehiluch avid, lomar hamahalich enol mabit lemala, that
when you're walking,
something
you're looking
you do
up.
When you're sitting is you do look up. Okay. That's a mitzvah.
Good. And heiluch, you're less likely to look up. I understand. But what's the machokas in both cases then? Rabbi Yehuda says, even by heiluch, you'll notice. Chacham say, you know, you're sitting, you won't notice.
The Tanakhama seems to be saying that you need to notice that you're seeing stuff. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda could be saying, I recognize him, I'm in a sukkah. No matter how high it is, I don't care about the stuff.
Rashi says, I'll shame stuff.
I'm saying,
you have to base it on something. Like, why should you... I want to keep it as close to Pshat as possible, not to try to invent a new layer. Let's try to treat as focused and anchored in Pshat as we can be. I understand we could say all kinds of things, but like, let's try to ground it. We don't want it to be Machokas and Mitzias, right? So where does that lead us? The Mitzias is what it is. Let's give you the approach, and then we'll see maybe from the Meiri we can glean it even more. the Metzias is not going to be a machokis. Metzias is that a person above Chaf would probably not notice the Schach. Right? The higher you get, the less likely. Right? But could it be that he'll notice? Yeah. The Metzias is that when you're walking, you're less likely to notice. But when you're sitting, you're more likely to notice. Okay, but there you can hear a greater distinction. Let's start with the Metzias. The Metzias is that at Chaf, you're less likely to notice. The Machokis is not whether a person notices or not. The statistics are what they are. The Machokis is what level of Heker is required. Should we consider that level Heker, that a person could sometimes notice, as sufficient to be viewed that that's called a Heker? If the Torah demanded a Heker, that type of a Heker would be sufficient. That standard should be enough. See, as opposed to saying, how much, you know, how often do you look up? You look up occasionally. But is occasionally enough to say that I pass the threshold when I need Heker? Now, where am I getting this from? I think from the Meiri. Let's look a little bit at the Meiri, something very interesting. When he explains Rabba, where I left off before in the Meiri, so he says, Inyan tamzeh, tzorach l'dayta, shesuka sliba, inyan she'adam matzui liskor, matzui liskor, notice, matzui, it should be, this is a Tanakama, that a person should commonly, more likely, notice, remember, lahargish, that he's on the schach. V'hu sova shestam suka, the Tanas don't reach the schach. That maybe the fact that there's a gap makes a person more likely, possibly, to forget he's on the schach. He might think he's just in an open area. This is why up to chaf is okay. Mikom makom, ho will be ena schach gavoa. Now listen carefully to Miri. Since the schach is not that high, e efsher lo adam below nesius af mat afapoy means he's raising up his head. It's impossible a person won't raise up his head a little bit, and if he does a little bit, just a little bit of a turn, a little shuck with the head. So the schach is not that high. So with what will catch his eye, the schach. V'harei roach ketzos haschach lishaito umargish. In other words, a person naturally moves. Is that a little bit? If it's not totally up beyond chaf, his eye will catch the tzchach. Aval kosher gvoa me'asim mama. It's above 20. The avir harbe mafsik ben funus tzchach. And again, there's a large gap. Ein tzchach nira lo says the Meiri el im kein what? Now the angle of the head is going to have to change, right? El im kein what? Mashrich rosho le'achorav, witness, Lisa in of Lamal. That's not as common. Ve'in adam matzli bekach. What do you see in the Meiri? What's the Meiri painting as a picture for us? That, again, the point is that what is it going to take for you to notice? 30 degree shift in your head position? Or I place, a 90-degree shift, or whatever it might be. How often does a person move their head like this? Less likely. How often does a person move their head just a little bit up? Okay, so if the schach is closer to you, then it's more common that even if there is the avir in between the tfanos and the schach, your eye will catch the schach. If it's way high, then it's less matzui. The machlokes of Yidra Abanan, as explained in the Erevin, will be that point of less matzui. Rabbi says, that's good enough. That's called Rabbi's mind, that's enough of a heker. The heker that comes through the fact that the person can look and turn his head higher. Not a mitzias issue. That's sufficient heker for Rabbi. Rabbanan say, no, we want a heker of matzui. Yudra says, a heker of ena matzui is good enough. Comes the Gemara and says, but now, even within this machlokes, perhaps I could argue that there's two levels, and there could be a distinction between sukkah and mavui. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree by mavui, or maybe the chacham would agree by sukkah, because after all, there's a whole new variable going to throw in. Liyeshiva Avida or Lihiluch Avida. Because now you throw in another variable. Now you could perhaps suggest that where did Rabbi Yehuda say that's good enough for a heker for Rabbi Yehuda because you can raise your head all the way up, even L'mal Mecha. And again, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to matter 40, 50, 100 because, again, the Ein HaMatzah is good enough. But the Ein HaMatzah in what context? Where you're stationary. So then when it's everything is constant, you're stationary, you're in place, then the fact that you could move your head up and even see, maybe you're interesting, right? You know, you see really how you want to see it. You know, it's good enough. But if you're on the run, you're on the go, it's a different story. So in Mercer Fafs Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda says it even by Hiluch. And then if you had only the case of Erevin, you might see the Chachamim also agree that the Ein HaMatzui should be good enough. But why did they disqualify? They disqualify Erevin. Because there you're on the go. So in the context of being on the go, that's what we're not going to consider to be this Ein HaMatzui to be good enough. Because now you're talking a whole, you know, you're not even in one place. If you're one place, the Chacham would agree with it, would accept the fact that you can look. That would be the way to look at it. That's why Rabbi Yehuda, it's not about 40, 50, 100, 500. The Ein HaMatzui is good enough. As the Meiri puts it, it's Ein HaMatzui. Chacham say Ein HaMatzui is not good enough. And the Chiluk of the Gemara makes sense now. Yes, Abraham.
I have like two questions.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, with the distinction of the Gemara that it makes between Sukkah or Nagui, that sounds very much like a Mitzvah thing. Meaning, why, whether or not you're sitting or standing, will you change how much is good enough? It sounds like the Gemara is saying, where you don't hold if you're outside, you'd be more inclined, you're less inclined to notice. Whereas if you're sitting, more inclined to notice, like in terms of like what you actually do, like why, if you're sitting or standing, you would like.
No, because it's not about sitting or standing. It's about when you're on the go. If you're moving through, as you're walking, you're less likely to walk like this.
Exactly.
Yeah? No. So in the context of a case of Mavui, there Rabbi Yehuda would not sanction the Ein HaMatzah. That's like a total different bar, whole different level. He's willing to make the threshold such that even a low Matzui, only within the framework of a yeshiva, not in the framework of a hiluch.
So you say it's like
it creates a whole new level.
It's like less common when you're
of course it is. That's pasuk in the Gemara. That we know anyway. You look, that's clear in the Gemara. Gemara is saying that. That's not me. Gemara is saying that there's a svar lechalik between maybe shelter ba'ena more by yeshiva and less by hiluch. That's the Gemara. I'm just bringing in the point with the Meiri. Now we could argue that this Rabbi Yehuda considers an Ein HaMatzui type of thing where you're not so often going to look up, but that's good enough for Hecker. But that's only in a case where you're in one place. So then we can say that's still within the realm of, you know, good enough that consider it a Hecker. But once you're talking about Hiluch, then it's Rabbi Yehuda would say that's totally beyond the threshold. Second, yeah.
Also, just in the Erie, in the other places, like outside of those lines, like before and after. It sounds like he's reading it. I mean, it sounds like he reads a little bit, not regarding like if you see it, but like what you're feeling is. Like if the stock is so high above you, you feel like it's not.
Hargish etachas, right? Whether you feel it, you're enclosed by schach.
Right, like it's not like you're not under a sukkah, like you're just sitting in a half.
That's right. That's correct. That's maybe emphasizes. Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true.
But right?
I mean, yeah. Do you feel like you're under schach? Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Daniel, and then,
Question for Rabbi, can you backtrack and at the point where there were the two levels, where you add the layer of Mavui onto Rabbi?
Yeah, so the Gemara already points out that one could have distinguished between when you're in one place or where you're moving. And maybe the Machlokas, in other words, goes in both directions, that where is there more Svara to say Shalta Ve'ena? By Yeshiva Sukkah or by Hiluch of a Mavui? Great. So therefore, the Gemara says, why do you have to repeat the same machlokas twice? If the machlokas is the same machlokas, says the Gemara, because by sukkah, I would think maybe only over there, Rabbi Yehuda would hold its kasher, because it's the yeshiva. So then he'll hold that it's shalta ve'ena. But by mavi, where you're walking, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that lomal mechaf is pasa, because you're not likely to notice, you're walking. And then if they only mention mavi, I would say, that's where the chacham say it's no good, because you're walking. But if in the case by sukkah, the chacham might agree. So I'm saying it's never about the mitzvahs, it's about the level of hekka that's needed. But obviously, hiluch is, you know, creating a whole different level. And therefore, maybe that's a bigger chiddush, that is a bigger chiddush, that Yehuda would even count that as a good enough hekka. Now, if I ask you the following question, in light of this, maybe you can tackle this question. We mentioned yesterday, Tosis quoted the Gemara in Shabbos. There's another case where we find a psul amal mechaf. What is that? The Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah amal mechaf ama psula kesukah kemavu. Yeah? Now, sukkah is pasul according to Tanakama, Rav Yehuda Machshir. Mavoi, Yema'it, according to Tanakama, according to Rav Yehuda, ain't it tzarech. Rabosai, I ask you, the Rav Yehuda, Ner Chanukah, Sheinicha, the Mala Mechaf Amma. Kasher or Pasul?
Kasher.
Pasul. Okay, let me hear your reasoning. So the first response would be, well, Rav Yehuda holds Kasher, Shalta Ba'ena, so we made a Shalta Ba'ena, what a problem. But what changes here? Here, there's a halacha of Ner Chanukah, a din of Pesum Menisa. That's a special inyan of Pesum Menisa. The Metzius is not in dispute. Of course it's in a Masi. Rav Yehuda holds, Yehidu Darasechem cannot be such a drasha, because Heker, I consider a Heker even in a Masi. That's Stamadin of Heker. Heker by Korah, by Shabbos, it will be sufficient to me, the Eina Matzli Heker. By Sukkah, there can't be such a drasha, as we said, because I hold the Eina Matzli person will lift up their head. But when it comes to a Din of Ner Chanukah, which is predicated on the Din of Pirsum, there, Rabbi Yehuda would argue, perhaps he would agree with this Din, that Lamal Mechav can, because the Metzias is not in dispute here. That's Sholta Ba'ena. Yehuda has, a person does see whatever. It's a Yehuda, hold that, I'm going to count that also. But not when it comes to Pesum Enisa. So I don't know how to write one way or the other, but the way we're teaching in Rabbi Yehuda, I could hear very strongly Rabbi Yehuda could be moda by Ner Chanukah, that would be possible. Okay, it might not come in. I mean, then we'd hold right like Hanukkah, but really, the din by Ner Chanukah would not be any different according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Pesum requires a higher hekker. So you need a higher hekker of Yehuda, of course, you need a hekker of Matsu.
You suggested earlier from Yehuda that he didn't even darsh in the pasuk at all. That it was really a Yehuda there. So we're not saying that right now.
Well, we are saying it, but indirectly. You know, originally he said, well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know such a drasha, pshutu shel mikra, that's all you need to know. Now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda holds, as Gemara explains in Arabic, that it is shel tabein. Okay, but then what happened to the pasuk?
So it comes out
that the pasuk cannot be telling you halacha of Yehudu, that they have to know you're in a tzeilah sukkah. You always know. So it comes out in it's a dochik, I think, but I don't know what else to say. It comes out, if a Yehuda holds in Shalta Ba'ena, then the pasuk could not be telling the halacha that's not going to have any application. So it comes out, the halacha never, the Torah never told me such a drasha. It's not that he takes the drasha head on and says, I don't learn pshat in such a drasha in a pasuk like this because I learned the pasuk differently. It's that because of Yehuda holds that you have a hacker, good enough of a hacker because of what is uncommon is also enough of a hacker. So therefore, the pasuk could not be teaching me a halacha like this because it goes against the that I hold that should be a hacker. So the pasuk would not have any application. So therefore, you have to go back and say, so obviously there's no such rush.
Why can't we say it does end up being sometimes hacker?
But Yehuda doesn't assume it's in 40, 50, or 500. It's not like Rehuda's going to find a case to apply the drasha to.
Exactly. So,
then it comes out that there is no such drasha at the end. At the end of the day, there is no such drasha. But why not? At the end of the day, is there a drasha of Rabba according to Rabbi Yehuda to teach me that there's a case that the sukkah is no good? If Rabbi Yehuda's machshe all the time, then there is no such drasha. At the end of the day, there's not going to be a drasha like this.
Because there's
never an example that you can find. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but the Gemara in Erevin says Yehuda holds Shalta Ba'ena. So at the end, so it has to end up mean that there's no drush.
I mean, just because there's no case where there's never Shalta Ba'ena.
If there's no case, then Torah wouldn't be telling me something that has no practical application. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, why are we even discussing the Indian of the good enough hacker if you never need a hacker? I mean, why would the Gemara ever bring up a case of Shalta Ba'ena? And, it's like kind of even though it's not much, it's going to be hacker if there's no such concept in the sukkah as they're needing a hacker.
You just wanted to do it,
no, because first of all, by Korah, the issue is relevant. we want to be a hekes of Yudas said no. So the Yudas Nachshe, because he holds that you'd always have a hecker, and therefore
if you don't have a drasha, you don't need a hecker.
No, but if there would be no, if there would be a problem in the hecker, then the drasha should exist. That's what I'm saying. It's, I agree it's a dochik, but I don't have another way to explain it. It sounds like it's not Rabbi Yehuda is not open to understanding the drasha of Rabbah in the pasuk. Inherently, he's open. He has an open mind. I can hear such a drasha. I have no problem in the language of the pasuk. But because Rabbi Yehuda holds misvara, that a hecker requires a lower threshold, whatever, high threshold, whatever you want to put it. In other words, even a hecker of an Eino Matsui should be considered a valid hecker. And therefore, I hold that 1,000 amos is also possible, person notices. So therefore, there cannot be such a halacha that we're learning from the pasuk. So therefore, there ends up not being a drasha. Otherwise, what would be the drasha? What would be the halacha that comes from the drasha? Again, but I'm basing it on the Gemara in Erev. And the Gemara says that machlokis is whether shalta beina or shalta beina. Maybe at machalik between Erev and Sukkah. Again, as we're saying, but Ner Chanukah perhaps Suminisa requires more of a hacker. So you would agree. Let's go to Rav Zeira. We both said Rav Zeira. Okay, last word. Yeah.
There's possible cases that like you wouldn't, that the hacker wouldn't be. It's not indicated in the 20 amos that you wouldn't notice you're in a sukkah. There's like possible ways that you cannot notice you're in a sukkah, even if it's 18 amos.
Like a sudden, I mean, the stack. It's over 25. You don't see my sukkah.
Okay, it seems to be that the cutoff is 20. That seems to be more says. I don't know. Could it be a little before? We also notice, not notice. We assume that the cutoff is 20.
And how
do you draw show? No, so again, but as we explained earlier, this is not halacha in yeshiva sukkah, it's halacha in the construct of the sukkah itself, in the heft of the sukkah, a sukkah that should have in it the potential that the yoshiva sukkah will be aware that you're under schach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you have it. Even l'malam ichaf, you have it. So therefore, don't bring me such a drasha, because you have it all the time, because of the fact that a person will even look up like this. And therefore, there's no such dress. Zap Rav Zeira Nupshat. Nupshat in the Mishnah. We have Rabba, now we have Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira Amar Mehach. Pasuk says in Navi, Besuka Tia Letzel Yomam Mechorev, describing Lasid Lavo, the Amos HaOlam will be punished for all the Averos, and Sukkah will be a shield for us. Tia Letzel Yoma Mechorev. But meanwhile, the Pasuk describes Sukkah as what? As something which is a tzel. And we dash in the following. Ad Esrim Amma Adam Yoshe B'tzel Sukkah. Up to 20, a person is considered to be dwelling in the tzel of the Sukkah, and that's the definition here of a Sukkah, that it has tzel. L'mala me'esrim ama, above 20 amos, en adem yoshe b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel tfanos. Once you're above 20, then a person is not in tzel sukkah anymore. They're in tzel tfanos. The tfanos are providing the tzel. And we need that the schach has to provide the tzel. What does Rashi say? The sukkah tiyo l'tzel, mashma, ein schach ela ha'asli l'tzel. Schach means that it is made for tzel, that's the definition. So therefore, if it's up to 20, then you have tzel from schach. If you have l'mala mechaf, then you're b'tzel tfanos. It says Rashi, shat slogan magiyim zel azeh, mitoch govan shel tfanos, v'ein tzarech schach. In other words, the tfanos are providing the tzel, and you don't need the schach to provide the tzel. The tzel is coming from the tfanos, and therefore you have a problem here because the schach is not providing tzel. Rashi continues. Anamid Beis will come on. Anamid Beis muki pluk tayu l'Rav Zeira. According to Rav Zeira, the Gemara sets up the machokis in the Mishnah has to be within a sukkah of certain dimensions. V'she'ein ba'el arba al arba. This we're going to see on Anamid Beis, that according to Rav Zeira's interpretation of the Mishnah, the sukkah that we're describing here, that's machokis of Yidu Rabbanan, is only a sukkah of the size Arba al Arba. the Kimelu Rabban and the Chum established the Baha'i Shiura in that Shiur specifically, Dawud al Dawud, Lekot Seo Schach El Tseo Shu Tfanos. Then the Tseo is not coming from the Schach, it's coming from the Tfanos, and therefore you don't have Schach that's providing Tseo. Once you get to a wider dimension Sukkah, then there's already going to be Tseo from the Schach as well, even if it's Lamal Micha. And therefore we're talking about Dafka, a Sukkah of Dawud al Dawud, Dawud al Dawud. Okay, so a new marker, according to Rav Zeira, the problem has to do with, again, this, is it, again, it's in the chetz of the sukkah, as we saw in Rav as well, but the chetz of the sukkah has to be that the schach provides tzeil, and mal michaf, the tfanos are giving you the tzeil, and not the schach. Omar Abaye, in fact, Abaye to Rav Zeira, El Me'ata, according to your interpretation, what would be in this case? Osa sukkaso ba'ashtiros karnayim. What would happen if someone made a sukkah in Ashtaroth Karnayim? What is Ashtaroth Karnayim? Says Rashi, Shnei Harim Gedolim. You have this in Chumash, in Parshas Lech Lecha, by the battle of the four kings and the five kings. It says there that one of the places where there were casualties was Ashtaroth Karnayim. And what is it? Shnei Harim Gedolim, Vashvelo Beinayim. Two mountains with a valley in between. So a person makes a sukkah over there. Umitoch gova haharim, because the mountains are high, ein chama zarachas shem b'shvela. The sun cannot shine in the valley that's below because the mountains are very high, so you can't really have the sun there. So there's already built-in shade. So lemaisa, if you make a sukkah there, hachinami delavi sukkah, would you tell me that the sukkah is disqualified? We don't find such a halacha that you can't make a sukkah in Ashtaroth Karnayim. People who might live there, what would they do for sukkahs? That can't be, but I couldn't fathom that you can't have a kosher sukkah there. Ay, Lamaisa, you have no tzeil from the schach is not providing tzeil because you have the mountains there that are already protecting from the sun. That's Abaye's kasha to Rav Zeira. To which Rav Zeira responds, Amalei, Hasam, Dal Ashtaroth Karnayim, Ika tzel sukkah. What if you took away Ashtaroth Karnayim, took away the two mountains? I have tzel sukkah. Hacha dal tfanos leka tzel sukkah. Here, if I took away the tfanos, I would still not have tzel sukkah at a height of 20 or above. Rashi, dal tfanos leka tzel sukkah shechama ba mitachtecha. Because if you took with the tfanos, what would happen? The sun would go right under, and again, there'd be no protection. So there's no tzeil. Nimsa shema batel. What does it mean? Shema batel. Shema of what? Sukkah. Because what is sukkah? Al shem schach. So what is the Gemara answer? What's Zer answering? What's the difference, therefore, between Ashtaroth Karnayim, where it's kasher, and lamal mechaf, which is pasul? What does he mean? So if you took away Ashtaroth Karnayim, you'd have tzeil. Here, if you took away the tfanos, you would still not have tzeil at above chav. So lemaisa, right now, when you have tfanos, and you have schach amal michav, do you have tzeil from the schach? Sure?
Yes, you do.
It's a big day. Separate discussion. But let's imagine any time of the day. Do you have tzeil from this? Is the schach giving you tzeil? It's just that you don't recognize it because you're also getting tzeil from the tfanos. Okay, well, maybe there is, just you can't recognize it, you can't discern it.
If you took away the tfanos, you're still going to get tzeil. So then, even if the tfanos are there, then there's
no
tzeil.
No. I'm thinking, I'm sorry, in Ashtaroth Karnayim. Sorry, not, right, correct. In Ashtaroth Karnayim, is there tzeil from the schach?
Yes.
I see that the chilkid is here.
Blocked it out first.
Does the schach in Ashtaroth Karnayim provide sale?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I hear. Yes, I hear. No.
It depends.
Those who say yes, okay, and I guess raise your hand. So, Lachar, what would be your reading of the Gemara? That what's the litmus test? How would I know that there really is sale? Because if you took Ashtaroth Karnayim, remove the mountains, you see the sale. So obviously the schach is doing something. He gives you tzeil, just that you can't discern it because you have the mountains there anyway. But there is tzeil coming from the schach. However, by tfanos, where it's schach mal michaf, there really is no tzeil coming from the schach. Could be that's what the Gemara means. or those who think otherwise, those who say the Bible's kind of, there is no tzeil. So what are you? How are you reading the Gemara now? That all you need to measure by is not the actual tzeil, but what?
Can there be tzeil?
Meaning what? So what is the halacha of that we see from this pasuk? That what do you need? So you need schach that has the potential to provide tzeil. And in the case of Umal Michaf, the schach, right now where it is, has no potential to provide tzeil. Has no potential. Schach at a height of Umal Michaf has no potential to provide tzeil. Whereas schach and Ashwitz Karnaim, true, it's not giving you tzeil, but mitzad the cheft of the schach, it can provide. Therefore, it's good enough to be called schach kashin. That's what, if you look in the Ritva, that's how the Ritva learned it. Not that you actually have the tzeil in Ashwitz Karnaim, but you have the potential of the schach to provide tzeil. Let's just look at the Lashon of the Ritva for a minute. Is it the Ra'ah? At least maybe it's the Ritva. What about, let's see, they both.
The Ra'ah says it.
Okay, whatever, we should look, either one. Look, okay, the Ritva ready. Okay, I have the Ritva open. Yeah. Amalei Abaya Meata Sukkah. The Kasavar says Abaya holds the Beina Shetei Sukkah Ruuya Lasu Sale. The Kosher Ruuya Lasu Sale. Afa Bisheena Oset Sale Machmas Minias Hamakom. He's going on the terrace now. He's not going about the Kasavar, which is what Rav Zera is explaining. Right? The Kasavar explaining is the Bechugu. It's Rav Zera. The Beina Shetei Sukkah Ruuya Lasu Sale. What do you need? A sukkah that has that fit to provide sale. The kosher ruuya lasot tzeil af al pi she'eino osa tzeil machmas minias hamakom in bekach krum. Why doesn't it provide sale? Because of the location of the Yashvus Karnai. V'lo paslinan la ela b'sha'ikub machmas haschach she'eino ruuya lasot kimo she'yachsha. Schach amal michav, where that is right now, has no, this schach lacks potential to provide sale. Schach on a sukkah nashos karnayim, where's the ikuv coming from that you don't have sale? Where's it coming from? Intrinsic or extrinsic? Something external. External. The fact that you're in Ashwitz Karnayim, so you have already the mountains blocking the sun. But the schach here has no, is no problem in its own way to provide sale here. Because l'mal mechav, the schach at this point has no potential, it lacks the potential to provide sale. Hainu, that's what he says, that's pshat in the Gemara. Hainu koshi l'mal me'asim d'chim esalkes t'fanos me'ach alekot sel schach she'en haschach roi le'aso sel. Oh, now I ask you, Rabosai, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So now, you say, well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a schach. The schach needs to be give tzeil. Disprove that. Or the Rishonim jump on and they say, you can't say that. Why? Because the Mishnah goes on and lists a psul called Chamas Mitzilasa, which is for everybody. So obviously, Yehuda has to agree that you need to have tzeil from schach. So why is Yehuda machshir over here by schach amal michav? The schach doesn't have the ability to make tzeil. No, I'm saying, what? If Rabbi Yehuda has to agree that there's a halacha that Sukkah has to make sale, so then why would Rabbi Yehuda be machshir? No, but Chach has to make the sale, not the Tfanos. Chamashim and Mitzilasa?
Yeah, that's because there's not enough
sale. No. That case is with the Tfanos? No. Pashtas, Chamashim and Mitzilasa is. The Tfanos can contribute.
I think there's more shade on the ground. There's more sun on the ground. I don't care where it's coming. It
doesn't seem that that's correct. We'll have to see later with the Rabbi Yoshia with the Tfanos. But Lechur, you have to have the Tzchach has to be. Let's say the Tzchach has holes in it. There's Avir over the Tzchach. I mean, the fact that the Tfanos are protecting the sun, I don't think we're going to be machshir that. The schach is very sparse, and the sun goes right through. Yeah. And b'chal, who says that the Tfanos can protect? I mean, l'maisa, you could have a case where it's not that way. But what would you say for Rabbi Yehuda? So what would you say?
It just needs to be at one point during the day, maybe midday. That's still relevant.
Yes?
Do we disagree on the idea of potential, though?
What would he hold?
He would hold that as long as there is sale, would be fine.
As long as what?
As long as there is sale, it's fine, but...
Wait a second, is there sale here or not?
There is, but it's not from the schach.
Okay, chayidid from the schach. He says he stretches the svara. Zera also agrees Akhil's Karnaim is good. Why? Because the problem is not inherent to the schach, it's something external, right? So he holds, but the problem is in the schach, because the schach, where it is, cannot create sale. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that, no, but the schach itself has the potential to make sale. It's just a function of why can't it make the sale? Because it's too high. If that schach would be positioned lower, it could have sale. If the schach was full of holes, and there's avir coming in, such schach could not create sale wherever it is. That would be a problem for you as well. But if the problem is only because where it's positioned, so that doesn't bother me. That's what the Ritva seems to say. And we'll see in the Ran also, Ke'en Zev. But the Lashon HaRitva here is, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Mekevan Shevra'oi La'asos Seil Kishemashpilin also. Take a look at the Ra'ah as well. Chur, that's the Machokas according to Rav Zera. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, if we're defining potential in the case of Ashtaras Karnayim, that if you were to remove the mountain, then there would be tzeil instead of the schach. And why can't we say that if the sun were to be above the sukkah all day, so then that would also be potential? Why is that not potential? But
if the sun would be...
Meaning it's like it's describing some supernatural occurrence that you were to remove mountains and then there's tzeil in the sukkah from the schach.
You can't change the fact that the sun is what it is. The sun.
But you're changing the fact that the mountains are not there.
What's saying that the mountains is that the problem is extrinsic to the schach. You're saying, so this is also extrinsic because of the sun. No, the sun is part of the equation. The mountains are actually not part of the equation. That's the artificial setting that you're dealing with. Sun, that's part of the construct that you have to, reckon with to begin with. Ashtaras Karnayim is the, incidental to the situation. The sun is part and parcel of what we're trying to analyze. You can't say, lulei the sun, there'd be tzeil. There would be a problem of chama, because it's only the chama that's creating the problem. No, that's exactly the point. But here, it's because it's Ashtaras Karnayim, so therefore you don't have tzeil from the schach. But that's not a function of the schach lacking the ability to make sale. So the way we are learning it now, be'etzem, there is no sale. That's what the Ritva seems to be saying. Not the way other people are timing, but there really is sale. You just can't discern it. Could be there's maybe we'll have to find a mucker for that idea too. But in the Ritva L'chora, it's all about hypothetical. But hypothetical is sufficient. But it comes to Mal Mechaf, I don't even have that because this Schach cannot create sale where it is. Comes up Yehuda, says no. But if you could be lowering the schach, then it could create the tzeil. That's also sufficient. Isaac,
Are we saying that Luke Kulei Alma saying that there is tzeil means that the tzeil is hitting the people sitting in the sukkah? Or are we saying that there could be a tzeil from the schach? It's, it's shining. It's not shining. It's protecting the shining from the walls of the sukkah. There is a tzeil coming from the schach. That's like what the Ritva is saying. Like, there is tzeil in Yashbil. In Yashbil means it'll hit the people,
The Taisha of the words of the Ritva is clear. Yashbil means if the schach would be lowered. Where it is right now, no, it's pashut. If where the schach is right now, it is not created. But if Yehuda says, I'm stretching what you said in Ashtaras Karnayim to the case of a Mal Mechaf. Ashtaras Karnayim, you're saying, is good because it's not viewed as a problem in the schach itself. The schach has a potential to create sail that's sufficient. Right now it's not doing it because of the mountains, but get the mountains away, and it would be good enough. So what does it show me? It shows me that what matters is that the potential is there for create sail. That's all I need. Yehuda says, if the schach is l'mal mechaf, it's just that because it's l'mal mechaf, it can't create sail. But if it were lower, it would be create sail. So that's good enough. Right. Whereas the schach is full of holes, that's a different story. Yeah.
I don't understand the better says it's a chance that it's not based on a hypothetical sale and really just can't discern it. Because an afternoon would be a cloudy day where there is no sun to shine. According to that shita, then it wouldn't be good because you're not actually blocking any sun. I mean, it has to be talking about hypothetical sale.
You mean it's always hypothetical.
Because in a case where it's...
I mean, hypothetical is not, more, there's two levels of hypothetical. I mean, there's hypothetical in terms of, right now it's no sun to block. I'm sure there's some, but there's also there's light, first of all, but I don't know, but if there was sun, so Lamaisa, would this,
it has,
We're just accomplishing anything. Okay, Rishonim talk about, maybe we'll deal with this. There's also the issues at the time of the day that the Rishonim bring in the Ritva here. You'll have to see that also. Okay. Tomorrow, Rabbi Seishir is at 11.